Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. How'd you know I was going to say that? I might forget sometime. Say, hello, folks. What's up, people? But no, it's hey, everybody. My name is Doug. I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. Coming to you from the Louis Anderson Theater at the Palace Station in Las Vegas, Nevada, on Sunday, January 8th, Two Oceans 12. Very nice turnout. Do you guys have name tags? Do we have any name tags in the house? That guy's got a hat tag. That's awesome. Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. I believe that it is not that, but that's a good name tag. Jacqueline over there with some crazy artwork. And then, what's that name that's the Grease logo?
Athena.
Athena with the logo from the movie Grease. We got some hearts over there. And, And some food? What, somebody brought food? Like, a lot of times when I do Doug Loves Movies on the road, comedy clubs don't allow food in, and so when somebody brings, like, a cake with the as a name tag, they get told, you can't bring that in there, but this place is cool. What's the food?
Brownies.
Brownies, oh, okay. Obvious choice, but I will still eat them. I will still eat your name tag if it is brownies.
It's actually cake.
It's actually cake. Dude, seriously. If you're going to sit here arguing about brownies or cake, you do not know what I'm all about. Let me ask you guys this. Is anybody going on the Weezer cruise that's here tonight? Nobody? Oh, shit. Really? It's not too late to climb on board. There's still opportunities to join us on an island in the sun, heb heb. WeezerCruise.com. Since last I spoke, you listened, I saw a motion picture called The Innkeepers, a good old-fashioned scary movie that's available on demand and in theaters on February 3rd, I think. And the director, Ty West, will be a guest on the show soon. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country this weekend is The Devil Inside. Haven't seen it? It can't be good. Number two movie in the country is MI4GP. I have seen it. It is good.
I love Simon Pegg.
You love Simon Pegg. I love Simon Pegg. Are you kidding me? Who doesn't love Simon Pegg? Don't answer that. Simon Pegg is the best. Future guests, past guests, Simon Pegg. Where was I? The number... Where was I before I got pegged? The number two movie in the country is MI4GP. I have seen it. It is good. So see MI4GP, not TDI. This has been WTNT. My guests tonight are a regular on the show, a guest making a long-awaited return, two fellow podcasters, a pugilist, a local, and that's only three people, you guys, that fit all of those descriptions. Thank you. Seriously, thank you for coming out to see this in Las Vegas on a Sunday night. I appreciate your continued patronage, and let's look into the prize bag. Yeah. The prize bag reveals more clues as to who is here. What's in here? Oh, Woot Monkeys. Yeah, you gotta bring Woot Monkeys to the road shows, and you gotta, and when I say you, I mean me. You gotta shoot one out into the crowd. Here we go. I hope I can do this. This is very complicated. I'm sitting in a stool with my cocktail between my legs, talking into a microphone, trying to shoot a monkey. So here we go. Oh! Didn't go very far. Who got it? Did it hit the floor? If it hits the floor, then you have to burn it. That's the rule. I got a couple of Weezer shirts in here. I got a Weezer CD called Hurley, signed by all four members of the band. I've got Doug Loves Movies. I mean, Doug Benson, Professional Humoridian CD. I've got two, this is awesome, coupons for a free buffet here at the Palace Station. Expires December 31st. That's called time. That's a lot of time to get your shit together and come enjoy. It's called The Feast here at Palace Station. And I hear it's a terrific buffet. And did I mention Weezer t-shirts? Yes, I did. Also, one of the guests tonight brought some Tic Tacs. I don't know what that's about. Somebody else brought a t-shirt that says Palm Strike on it. And somebody else has something that they will... they're going to tell you about whatever their prize is going to be as soon as they get out here. So let's bring my guests out onto the stage. Please give a big, warm Las Vegas welcome to Jason Mayhem Miller, Graham Elwood, and Todd Glass.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
What?
Hey, bro.
Todd. I thought we were supposed to dress up, and I forgot my jacket. There just happened to be one in the dressing room. I don't know whose it is. But I grabbed it.
I think that's Louis Anderson's jacket.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
It's a little snug on you.
Okay. David Burns.
That's good. That's good. Good to open up with a hilarious jacket joke.
Yeah, you don't know the work that went into that. I didn't want to look like it was disrespectful, so I said to Graham, I go, I don't want to, because I love Louis, and I go, I don't want, he goes, no, it's fine. He goes,
I was like, fuck it, bro, do it.
Then I took it off. I went, no, I don't want, if Louis was here, I really respect Louis, I wouldn't want him to think, and then he goes, pussy. I'm like, I'm fucking doing it. Don't call me a pussy.
Yeah, when a UFC fighter calls you a pussy.
Yeah, you do what he says.
You fucking...
But that's everyone. Anyone that isn't a UFC fighter or a Navy SEAL, like those are the only. The Navy SEAL is the only one you couldn't call a pussy. Anyone else, you'd be like, pussy.
Pussy.
I'm a cop, pussy.
I always call cops.
I fight pussies. In a cage. Go fuck yourself.
That's what I do when I get pulled over. I go, oh, you know who gives tickets? Pussies. Cop goes, I'm not a pussy. I go, Doug, I hate to complain the minute I come out.
For the podcast listeners, you said, I go, and then just made a face. You didn't even say anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
So for the people listening, when the cop, I say to the cop, pussies give tickets. And then the cop goes, he gives the facial expression like, well, I better not give you a ticket then, because I'm not a pussy. There you go, you motherfuckers. This light, if there's
any way... That sounded a lot like your Phil Donahue impression.
Hi. This
Wait,
light...
this guy is not Phil Donahue?
No, it's not.
Oh, good.
No, sorry.
Fuck.
One thing real quick.
When somebody's been hit in the head enough, you can tell them that Phil Donahue's on the podcast with them.
And that's they, the only and reason I fucking it. Came. I mean, I really thought Phil was on the... That's cool. You're good, shiny silver metal.
Todd does have a good point, though, that he's about to make. The lights are too hot up here.
A little behind me. That's going to bake the fuck out.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, just got brighter.
That's better. That's a mad sound man. He's like, oh, you want... It's yeah. not perfect the way I did it? How about that, you fucking bastard?
Looks like the this one final go- scene from Close Encounters with the spaceships landing and playing that song.
If this one could go completely off, that would be great because it's baking.
Oh, the one right on
head.
You. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's
Tony.
Perfect.
Is that Tony in the sound booth?
Sure.
Doug doesn't give a shit. I care about the people.
I care about Tony. So far, this is going great. I'm very happy with...
I know.
I'm so happy great. With the whole thing. I really am. So, Todd, as I understand it, you stayed up
you
late...
Hold it for me? No.
What's that?
I asked him if he could hold this for me. The whole show, like right here. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't so good. Edit that out.
There's no editing, so right. From now on, don't do shit like that.
Yeah. But, I did a little nose pot before the show, if you know what I'm talking about, huh?
I don't.
There's is, the only nose pot.
What does that mean?
Nose pot is never a good thing. If someone says, try this nose pot, it's probably not pot.
Yeah.
It's got to be horrible.
There's
that,
never a reason
that?
To put like, pot in your nose.
It's like a guy who does coke, but he doesn't want to admit it because it sounds so dirty. He goes, I did a little nose pot. They're like, coke? He goes, nose pot. You know, it's white, it's nose pot. I think it's coke. Well, it's not coke. Fuck that. I do nose pot. Oh, what the hell? All your jokes are great? What?
I did a little nose children's aspirin. Leave me alone. Todd, so you stayed up late last night on the nose pot. And, yeah, take that sweater off. You're fucking dying.
Yeah,
everybody, everyone's taking their sweaters off.
Suck it. Sorry. This is scary because he Mayhem could rape me. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing
I've been
I
thinking
do about
it for like 15 out of 20 minutes.
The other five.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's on and off. It's like comes in waves. Usually when you talk, so you were saying,
as soon as he starts speaking, you're like, I'm gonna rape that.
I'm gonna like, fuck that guy's mouth so he'll shut up. God damn it! I'm gonna tap that fucker out quick.
Let me ask the audience a quick question. Is there applaud if you're here thinking you came to see a stand-up show and you didn't know it was going to be a podcast taping? That's awesome.
Okay.
One poor guy over there.
You having fun
fuck
yet?
Fuck you, buddy. No, you'll have a good time. But that's
no, it's going to be fun. We're here. You know, we may as well have a good time.
Who is that supposed to be?
Is that Phil Donahue with, like, a throat problem?
You know what? People know who it is. They know who it is. So the people that don't, I don't, you know, what am I going
to... But that's one of those shitty impressions that could be anyone where you have to say the name like, hey, everybody, Ronald Reagan here.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Will. I'm Will. Yeah.
I love Vegas impressions to go, hey, if you don't know who it is, then fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this impression.
It who wants to hear Cher? Hey, I'm Cher. Do you believe in life after love? Love. Love.
Okay, Graham.
I really don't think I'm strong enough. How Cher?
Do you believe in love?
So, Todd, you stayed up. You stayed up late last night on the nose pot to watch a movie.
I did. I wanted to
because
be...
you felt obligated to see a movie before being on Doug Lowe's Movies, and that's very admirable of you. What movie did you watch?
Well, I wanted to, because when I've been on the show in the past, I always feel like I don't think, you know, I just don't see a lot of movies. I thought, you know, watch a fucking movie, do your homework. And so I saw, oh, shit. What was it?
Nobody help him. Don't help him. Don't help him.
Well, he helped me.
What is the name of the movie you watched last night?
Okay.
I hate to come at you with a stumper. I hate to be a, I hate to be a Katie Couric gotcha journalist.
Hey, I'm Katie Couric, everybody! Who wants an interview?
That's good.
That is a good impression.
I think it's
I went
good.
To the Groundlings.
Well, to tell you the truth, Doug, I'll give you what you want, but I will have to give it to you in an indirect way. Graham did just help me, but I did forget the movie today in the car. Not on purpose, but I said...
It's not an easy title to remember, right. Because it's like, oh, they're descendants because they have this property, but it's not really a movie about... Descendants.
Thank you.
It's just about a family.
Thank you.
In crisis.
So today I asked Graham, I said, what was the, who's, I forget names. Sometimes when I get nervous, I forget more. Like, I know his name in my head now. This morning I didn't. I said, who's the guy who got famous from ER? He goes, George Clooney. I go, oh, what was the movie he's in? And he said, The Descendant. I saw that last night. But it's not the type, do you talk about movies like that, or you're mostly sillier movies on this show?
Man, you're going to suck at this game. I'm just going to tell you.
Oh, shit.
I thought I was going
to
be bad.
Mayhem's
damn,
ready
I'm
to
so
play.
Glad I'm sitting next
they
to you.
They brought me for a reason.
But Graham, you told Todd all the strategy of the Leonard Maltin game. You drove out here together.
Well, I knew that he was... here's what I said. Every hour when we're in the car, Graham would say, now, do you know the Leonard... you know, and then later he would go, do you know... I go, did Doug tell you when you're in the car with Todd? Fucking... I swear to God, and Graham goes, yes. I knew it, because he tried to do it real casually. He'd be like, have you done that? So I saw that movie last night. It was extremely... I liked it a lot. I thought it was really good. A few things I wasn't crazy about, but overall, that was fun.
What were
man.
You crazy about in The Descendants?
No, you know what? Well, maybe I'm stealing from Graham now. I think I really liked it. Graham said there were a few things he didn't like about it. I'm trying to, you know...
What are you,
oh, you guys talked
no,
about
no, I
it,
thought,
now
I
you
did agree
with
him? I did agree with Graham. I fucking loved the movie. It's weird when a movie's that sad to say you loved it, but, it was... Oh, I thought it was just unbelievably good. And
I loved it.
I thought the kid when they introduced him was a little too much of a character, of a Spicoli type character, but then I ended up liking the kid too. You know what I mean? Did anyone see the movie, or am I the only one?
Yeah, at first that character is a little off-putting, but that's sort of the point, is that George right. Clooney has to kind of put up with this fucking kid that's off-putting.
It was hard for me to believe even comedically that he would put up with that as much as he did. But other than that, that movie was, it brought realness to another level. Like, you got to match that. So I loved it. I thought it was great. And I was, you know, it's weird, I was watching with other people, like, I was so surprised, and two of them were girls. I was fucking bawling. There's one scene where you laugh and cry, and not cry of joy. Cry of, it makes you, when she's in the coma, and then they're yelling at her because they're mad, and I'm like, ha-ha! I'm crying and laughing. I look over, the two girls aren't crying at all. I go, I'm with fucking heartless whores hanging out with them. Like, nobody would watch that movie that has any emotion and not be fucking crying. I'm like, what's going on in your life that you, they're not crying? But anyway...
They were probably busy texting or something.
Yeah.
That's what the young ladies are doing
George
these days.
George Clooney is so hot.
Hashtag George Clooney.
Hashtag George Clooney is hot.
George Clooney's poony.
What?
I don't know what a poony is, but George Clooney definitely has one.
Oh, snap.
That makes no sense.
Todd, what's your impression of George Clooney?
You don't have a George Clooney impression?
Hello, it's George Clooney!
I'm in Trafalgar Square!
I'm the Prime Minister, I am!
What about... nobody's seen The Iron Lady yet, but, like, I have inside information from some British people that Margaret Thatcher was, you know, the C word... And this movie builds her up to be like the most amazing person ever. Because when Meryl Streep plays you, you're a pretty amazing person.
Yeah,
is how it works out.
She takes the C word out of you.
We're not allowed to think.
Nicely crystallized, Graham Elwood. Graham Elwood stepped up with that. What are you doing down there, Todd?
A little hot, sitting down. And look what's happening.
I want to stand up too. If he's going to stand up,
yeah, stand up.
No, I want to sit down now.
Sit down.
No, wait.
Stand up. Sit down. Whatever you got to do.
Wait. This is all right for the podcast listeners. I just sat up and sit down. Oh wait, something like that.
Keep us posted. Listen, Jason Mayhem Miller.
Mayhem.
Jason Mayhem.
Jewish.
Mayhem.
Just call me Mayhem.
Do people call you Mayhem?
Yeah, everyone called me Mayhem.
I think I called you that when we were hanging out.
Like, yay, Mayhem. And I was like, yay, Doug Benson's calling me Mayhem. Yay. And I high-fived you.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to call you Mayhem.
Yeah, my friends call me Mayhem.
All right.
My mom calls me Mayhem.
Your mom calls you Mayor?
Yeah, unfortunately. Bitch. Huh. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, am I throwing a show off?
Mayhem, get down here this instant.
Yeah. Mayhem, no.
Mayhem?
Jason Mayhem, Mayhem. Miller, clean your room. I know, it's weird. Whatever. Don't judge me.
I love, you know, I've asked Joe Rogan this very same question. Now I'm going to point it at you. You know, as someone that's deep in the MMA UFC world, did you see Warrior and what did you think of it?
You know what? I did, and I thought it was a really good movie. However, I thought it.
Here comes the mayhem.
All right. So as a fighter, and I've lived the fighter's life, and man, it's a life. It can be a crazy life. I feel like they kind of poured it on where with the story. Like the story was like they poured it on. That it was what really saved it for me. It was that it was so well acted. All the guys like I mean, it was written for dumb people. But
I mean, I loved it. I loved
exactly.
It.
No. It was written like, but like, I mean, it was
shut up, Todd.
In a way, it was written in a perfect way to make
the masses. Me.
And then it was acted so good. You know what I mean? Like it was written for the masses and acted so well. I thought it was a great movie. I suspended my disbelief a little bit, and I wish it would have got. It should have got had way more box office success than it
what
did.
What movie was Warriors?
It was a mixed martial arts movie.
Who was the star of it?
Joel Edgerton and Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
and Nick Nolte, who's now like
so great
because the Academy members have fucking probably not paid attention to a movie about fighting.
Yeah,
like Nick Nolte might get shut out of the Best Supporting Actor race. And that's frustrating to me because he was so good.
Right.
Well, I wanted to ask you this, though, Mayhem.
Yes.
What was the thing that you were suspending your disbelief? The actual technical fighting of it or like the stuff surrounding it?
Well, actually, I mean, the you know, the stunts in the movie, the fighting looked real enough where I was like, okay, I'll suspend my disbelief a little bit. We don't do some of the, there's some a couple crazy moves that have only been done like one time or never done before. You know what I mean? Like movie fighting a little bit.
Sure.
So, but I wasn't what I was there for anyway. I was there to see the story, and the story to me was great. It was well written, and the crazy part about it is that it didn't do huge box office, and I don't know why. Like I was like kind of angry about it. Like,
well, they put it out in the second week of September, which is a weird time to release anything.
Yeah.
And
thank
you.
Makes you look like you know what you're talking about. Thank you.
Thank you for saying that.
Finally.
Yeah. Oh,
I've been saying that for years.
Oh, my God. I've been thinking that. And you finally put it into words.
You can always look smart. Somebody can be a nuclear physicist.
Physicist.
Those drinks
Thank you. Thank you. That's yes. how I pronounce
exactly.
it. Physicist. Thank
finally.
You.
Finally.
Physicist.
Somebody had the courage to say it right. Nuclear physicist. Thank you.
Nuclear physicist. I had to get it out. Like anyone's going to, oh, he is smart. Nuclear physicist. Oh, that guy's a wordsmith.
But Todd, seriously, if you're thinking about checking out another movie, because now that you've seen one, you might want to see another. Warrior is really good.
It's a good movie.
It's really engaging. It's really... It's.
And this, I mean, similar to the scenes with Nick Nolte. I don't know why I just made him French. Nick Nolte.
Yeah. Oh, Nick Nolte.
Oh, Nick Nolte.
Sacre bleu.
I
loved you in Blue Chips, Nick Nolte. Oh,
I'm sorry I was not there for you as a child, but now I will train you for fight.
I guess now he's from the Middle East. But I'm spanning the globe, folks. I do accents.
The Prince of Tides.
Fight. Get in the cage. Fight.
That was his training method. Get in the cage and fight. No, but the scenes between him and like Joel Edgerton and Tom Hardy that's really awesome.
Got me choked up a little bit. Like, yeah. I was like, man, Nick Nolte's making me want to cry in the movie theater. Like I was like, felt like, you know, I had to like suck it up, you know, like thug out a little bit, like like tense my whole body up and let that tear suck back into my head, you know,
and then shoot someone sideways.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy, I think, is I think he's the new Marlon Brando.
He is. I cannot wait to see him in the new Dark Knight film. He's going to be fucking...
Yeah, and speaking of the new Dark Knight film, Dark Knight Rises...
Plays Bane.
Oh, he does play. I was wondering who was under that
mask. Dude, you got to go to an IMAX theater with
this. I already was, bro. I popped a boner when they showed that preview.
You didn't know that was Tom Hardy, though.
I didn't know. You know, because he had them all. I'm like, what the fuck is he saying?
What if that was a commercial? What he just
got, he's
that's
got
what
amazing.
They advertise. I popped a boner. And then his name comes in.
Critics are calling it My Dick Got Hard.
You're going to want to titty fuck this film.
You sat front row, you jizzed in your pants.
It's four pearl necklaces, says.
You got one?
Suck this movie's dick dry, folks. It's the strap-on dildo for the summer.
If this movie had an ass, you'd fuck it.
Said Todd Glass.
Yeah,
Todd
I don't. Glass. Yeah, that was Todd Glass. Everybody, Todd Glass.
Bad, bad.
Todd Glass said that. Oh. Season 1 and 3 of Last Comic Standing. Todd Glass.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you know it's still the money's still coming in.
Is it?
No. I get residual checks sometimes, like $22. What are you going to do, you know?
Cash it.
Cash it. So I was like,
this guy's got some great advice out there.
Fucking slot machines fucking, right out there, motherfucker.
You get a check, fucking cash it, dude. Yeah. That's how I became so powerful on Wall Street in Las Vegas.
I do cash it.
Sound financial advice. When you have a check, cash it.
Don't fucking put it down like, what is this? Fucking cash it.
Don't set it on fire. Cash it.
Susie Orman, she gave me that advice. You ever heard people call that show? Susie, I'm out of work. I'm unemployed. Can I buy a yacht? What do you think she's going to say?
No, don't do it.
Hello.
I want to own a bowling alley, Susie. And I have a dollar. What's next? Give me the steps.
$1. Where do I go from here?
Susie Orman, I've got a dollar. I want to stop rape. Where do I send my dollar?
Vegas. Put it in a slot machine.
I don't know what you mean by that. I mean, I kind of know. So
I'm having fun.
Yay!
You're having fun? I'm having fun.
Clearly, at least 20 of us are having fun. And that's the number I shoot for with every live show. Who cares about those other 140 people? As long as 20 of us are having a good time. That's all that matters. That guy wore a baseball hat. That guy wore one too, but he has a name tag on it. So there's more of a reason. There's a lot of baseball hats here tonight.
The Todd Glass Show, downloaded on iTunes. And now back to the Doug Benson Show.
I can't believe I didn't even know I was.
That is awesome.
I didn't even know I had commercials during
my
show.
You're my new hero. Oh my God, Todd. That was amazing.
Graham said before I got out of here, plug your shit.
Fucking plug your shit. God damn it. GrahamElwood.com.
I think what he meant by that.
Oh. Oof.
Are we talking about ass fucking again?
Yeah. Speaking of ass fucking, how about GrahamElwood.com, folks? I'm just going to say it over and over. Ass fucking GrahamElwood.com. Titty farm at GrahamElwood.com. Cash that check at GrahamElwood.com. Yeah, it's GrahamElwood.com is a check cashing place, you guys.
Don't go there to cash your check.
Cash check and loan advance? GrahamElwood.com.
How do you spell Graham Elwood?
GrahamElwood.com. That's right. Mayhem Miller will come fight for you at GrahamElwood.com. Get tapped out at GrahamElwood.com. Ass fucking at GrahamElwood.com. What?
All right, let me just... This is a part of the show where I have to remind the audience that yelling out is not what you're here to do. You're here to laugh or clap or sit quietly in judgment. On the road shows, it's very important that I remind everybody that when we play the games later in the show, don't yell out the answers. That's right.
Thank you.
I don't mean to be a turd in your punch bowl, but that's not what we're here to do. We're not here for the yelling out answers show.
And I don't want to be a punch in your turd bowl.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. And I think you do.
Dude,
what does that mean?
Time...
You hide in someone's toilet and you just punch them in the butthole when they're taking a dump? Yeah, motherfucker, tap out. Boom.
Can we get a pledge from
you're
you, Jason?
For me or my work?
Jason, I'd like a pledge from you right now that the next fight that you have, at some point during the ramp up to it, you threaten to punch their turd hole. Or turd bowl. I don't know why I changed it to hole.
You have to do that.
I almost think turd hole is better. Yeah. You've improved upon it.
Okay, I'm going to punch you in the turd hole. Say that to somebody.
Yeah, straight face when you guys are like doing the stare down at the weigh-in.
You think you're bad? I'm going to punch you in the turd hole. I think it works, bro.
Dude, I would totally maybe we don't fight today. Maybe I tap out.
Like, this dude is weird.
He's out of his mind. I'm gone.
I just want to like rub my nipples with KY jelly. Yeah. I'm going to punch you in the turd hole.
Like, this is what I would always, when I watch those guys and they square them, they're always trying. I would think it would be great to just fucking do this. Like, we're right, ready
we're
to fight.
Squared
the
up.
The guy's giving us the fucking rules, and I just go, oh, fuck. Just like, I'm fucking terrified. Wouldn't you think you'd get in the guy's head a little bit?
Yeah,
you're just
course,
like, oh, Jesus. God, and then turn to the ref. He's so bad.
Or just like touch him on his chest, like, oh, he's you're bigger than
Jesus.
I thought.
Jesus, you're bigger than I thought. Walk away.
Oh.
These are huge. Fuck. And just, I think you would win.
Mental combat.
Yes.
What would really happen, Jason? Mayhem.
Oh, I feel like this is going to be something of my expertise. Please.
What would really happen if somebody said to UFC and Dana White, yeah, I'm going to come out to no song. They would say, no, you're going to pick a fucking song.
No, I think Dana White would call you up and say, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like that, he would just say, fuck you.
Yeah, I don't think a fighter could decide to just come out in silence.
I know, which would be beautiful. I really think somebody just doing it, like walking out and just a bunch of drunk people going, yeah, fucking kill him, dude.
It's a cool moment in Warrior.
I think it'd be great if you came out.
It's not believable.
I think if you came out to just somebody going, download Todd Glass's podcast on iTunes.
That's a good idea, and I'm not even just saying that. No, I'm serious. I get it. But could you pick any song you want?
Yeah, well, they will tell you it sucks if it sucks.
Can I pick your next song? I know
absolutely.
You don't know that well.
No,
that
absolutely.
Would be great. A track from one.
Sight Unseen.
Come out to a track from one of Todd's albums.
Yes.
I like it. I'm not just saying it.
Like what would be a good one? What would be a good one, Todd? Do the bit and he'll walk out like a fighter.
Okay, you ready? My friends can always tell when I'm high. The other day I was driving down the street and I was driving through a shitty neighborhood and I saw a bird and I turned to my friend. I said, why would a bird live in a poor neighborhood?
It's going to have to be a longer track.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
I'm fucking psyched to fight right now. Yeah. Like, I feel like shadow boxing.
How about if you came out to the Benny Hill theme? That would be
fun. And all three of you guys are in bathrobes chasing me back and forth on the octagon. Woo! And Doug Benson opens the door and then closes the door and then thought, man.
I'd be so into that.
The whole thing, wow, we're running around, but you're still being so fucking focused and ready to fight. And the guy's doing that thing where they're checking you and making sure, and you're just like, oh, your corner guys are like fucking... And while your corner guys are all fucking talking to you, we're just like...
That would be goddamn awesome.
Doug,
Doug just left. He walked off stage right.
I was just putting my cocktail down, but if I could get another one, that'd be awesome.
How about me?
Enable me.
Kettle One and Tonic. What are you drinking, Todd?
Jack and Coke, double.
That's going to come out of your paycheck, of which there isn't one. So, so you're just going to have to pay for it.
Fuck, I told Todd we were getting paid just to get him to come out here.
Oy. It's all right. Hey, I
Jesus,
did it.
Guys really got mad.
Hey. Yeah, that's not right.
Fuck you, Todd Glass is a legend.
That's a fucking
cocksucker.
It's a fucking check cashing table got all pissed off.
Bullshit, man. We thought someone was going to check some cashes. Cash some checkses. Check some cash. Check make some cashes.
Are you
Brian? GrahamElwood.com.
Are you Brian Regan?
Best episode ever!
It's this crowd. These motherfuckers. Look at all of them.
They're so pretty.
They're interesting looking. Don't take offense to that.
I think they look good, actually. I'm the ass kisser. No, it's a good looking crowd. Some comedians do that. You know, it's like, all right. Oh, you're good looking. Oh, my God. This is all right. Do your act.
Who am I to judge who's good looking?
Thank you.
All right. All right.
I mean, no, thank you. That didn't sound like that.
I like Todd saying, all right, do your act. Like he was a person in the audience watching the comedy.
I know I'm not good looking.
We know we're ugly. Do your fucking act.
Yeah, all right. We know. Come on.
Shut up.
We didn't come here to be complimented. Yeah. Insult us, you son of a bitch.
I sat in front row to get a little made fun of.
What would the crowd say if they were good looking and you told them that they were good looking? What would they say?
Agreed.
Agreed. Now yes. Do your act.
Yeah. Do
either
your,
way.
Either way, it's like do your fucking act. Yeah.
Say something, talking monkey.
Yeah. Fucking do it.
Right.
That's what we are, talking monkeys.
We're all talking monkeys.
You're a punching monkey. you're a punching kicking monkey.
Fuck it, bro. You know, I just know that some kid is like listening to this on his earphones with his iPod. He's like clicking through his things and he's just like, they're making monkey noises
right now.
What
the fuck is that?
Right.
They're punching each other in the turd hole?
No, it's like, Doug, somebody goes, you gotta listen.
I gotta take my dick out.
Jimmy, are you upstairs listening to Doug Benson's podcast and doing nose pot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to be like you. Ooh.
Right. And ain't like me. Can learn to be human, too. All right, Todd, sit this one out. I already know the answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony, who works here at the Louie Anderson.
Hey, Tony.
Tony's doing a fine job back there.
I already know the answer, Todd. It's the Descendants. But Jason and Graham, let's start with Jason. What was your favorite movie of last year?
Yeah, wait. What was it last
year? It's January.
Year?
It's a good time to look back.
You're
and say,
right.
Here's my favorite movie from last year. Do you have a favorite one?
Man. Well, okay,
did you see Win-Win?
Man, that was a fantastic movie.
Yeah, really good.
You know what, though? For some reason, I didn't like... It didn't make me well up, and it didn't make me like feel really good at the end of it. Like, I felt like it was going to be like, oh, I felt great at the end of it, but I was like, oh, he's got to work at a fucking bar? Like, I was kind of bummed out about it, you know?
Spoiler!
Kiss my ass. You should have watched the movie.
But what did you like then? What was your favorite?
From
last year. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No. The only reason why I should have researched...
Graham could answer if you need a little more time.
What happened... You know what? Go through a couple of movies from last year. Just give me a few.
I'll tell you my like, you know, sort of top five or
there
whatever. Like my favorite like fun movie was a film called Super. My favorite my favorite Academy movie was a movie called Moneyball. And then I also enjoyed Win-Win, Bridesmaids, and Attack the Block was great. And there's 50-50. Bam.
Yeah.
You guys know me. Holy shit.
I think I might have actually seen 50-50. What was that about?
It's about people that are like, should I suck a dick or lick a vagina?
Whoa. I think I saw that.
That's the movie poster. Somebody with a dick and a vagina and they're just hands in the air like, I don't know.
Graham Elwood just wasted a pantomime for the... You guys got it.
People take pictures, they put them online, I think, sometimes.
Oh, perfect. I don't know what movie.
What do you think, Graham? What was your number
one? Well, I mean, obviously, all the ones you listed, I really liked. And I just saw My Week with Marilyn, which I really enjoyed.
That's good, but it's mostly because she's so good.
She's so good.
Like, her performance is so good.
Yeah, but the kid is good, too.
And Branagh's great.
Yeah.
Branagh does an amazing Olivier.
She plays a great Sir Laurence Olivier, so mm-hmm. I don't know. There's... It's. I see so many movies that like that.
Oh,
that,
it's just it's just a blur. I see a lot of movies.
I'm better than
most people because I have nothing but time.
Yes.
Yes, that's what it is. I throw Captain America in there. I had a lot of fun watching.
Oh, Captain America, nice.
You know, hey, you know what? I really liked last year and was shocked that I did. I went to see it kind of reluctantly, was X-Men First Class.
Yeah, that was good. That
fucking
was
fantastic
good.
Movie. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, because I felt really movie. Like I was in the period, you know, because it was like mm-hmm. a period piece superhero movie, as strange as that is. Mm-hmm. And I really, like, enjoyed it. Like, I got more of an experience out of it than I thought I would, especially because it's a superhero movie. You know, I thought I wouldn't, you know, I got wrapped up in the characters. And that's kind of strange, you know, not since Toy Story 3 did I get, like, all, like, I'm going to cry if this Slinky Dog falls down the fire pit.
So he yelled out the check cash.
Sorry, dude. Slinky Dog falls down the fire pit, and then the guy's like, put the lotion in the bath.
Put the lotion in the bucket.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Or else it gets out again.
Did you ever see Silence of the Lambs, Todd? No.
What?
By the way, I've seen
Wait,
more movies.
How can you not? It's like on TBS all the time.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. By the way, I've seen more movies than it seems like I hear. I'm sitting here thinking, I see movies. I'm not like that bad, but I just don't, not one that you're talking about ever. But I'm not a moron. I like movies. I get it. I think, you know, it's not like I sound like someone that's uneducated. Like, who doesn't see movies? They're part of our culture, but I don't know the movie. What movie did I see when I did your show? I saw a movie.
Oh, God. When Todd...
The Descendants.
Oh, it's so hard to get him to go... When he
what
did, when
movie
he
did I see?
When he did Comedy Film
That
Nerds.
Time I went to the movies, what was it? Somebody help me.
He was trying to get out of it. I was like, Todd, I just need you to see at least one movie before you come on.
He had the map quested for me.
And he goes,
find out what's
playing?
Theater.
And I literally had to like fucking, like I was talking to my mom. Like, where are the movies? I don't know. And I was like, well, mom, there's a cinema.
Where
near
are
your
movies?
Pilates studio.
Where are they, the movies?
Where are the movies?
I can't find them.
Well, you
them.
Don't remember the movie I saw, so... I mean, you're the same as me in a way.
I'm supposed to remember.
Yeah, you're the fuck up because you can't remember the one movie, Graham.
The 50 guests we
Todd
had on the show this year, I'm supposed to remember the one movie that Todd saw.
MayhemMiller.com.
Was it? That's a good point, audience member. Was it Twilight?
Twilight? What was... Oh, no, no, it wasn't. No. How, what do you say? It's so confident, you're wrong. I swear to God, I'm looking at her. I started to doubt it. She goes, yes, it was
yes.
Twilight.
You know what it was.
And I was like, maybe she's right. She's so confident. Yeah, it was Twilight. Like, I'm like, no, it wasn't. I didn't see Twilight.
It was Breaking Dawn. You
yes.
know it. Yes. Seriously, Todd.
I don't remember. It was good. I liked it. I like movies. You know the problem?
You should have a podcast called Todd Glass Likes
Todd
Movies.
Todd Glass, I like movies.
Occasionally.
No, do you know why? And I think I've explained it on your show, why I don't go see movies a lot, right? I see them once they're out on video because I have a hard time following movies. So if I have to go with a friend, that helps me. Like, I've talked about this on your show, but let me say it real quick.
Well, you'd probably follow movies better if you didn't go on the nose pot.
No, I don't. I've never done nose pot, actually. The truth of the matter being, but if I go see,
you want to do something?
The
now?
Truth of the matter being, hello Shakespeare.
Henceforth, I will never do nose pot.
I remember as a young boy.
Vis-a-vis. Mm.
Super Troopers, I've seen.
Yay! No, you didn't. It was Twilight.
It was
you
Twilight.
Thought it was Twilight.
It was Twilight.
Those cops were fighting werewolves.
Shall we play a game or two?
Yeah!
Arr. Todglass.com.
All right, we're going to start with Build a Title.
Yeah.
And nothing's at stake except for the concept of fun.
Don't lose fun, you guys.
Yeah, please don't lose the fun. Just stick with the fun and everyone will be good. I got some titles, starter titles on Twitter. And the first one was submitted by T.R. Lawrence at Twitter. And... the title that was submitted, we'll start with Graham and we'll go to Jason and then Todd. The title is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. So, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, can you add... what? Can you add to the beginning or the end of that, Graham Elwood?
Beautiful Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
It was called Beautiful Girls. Yeah. So you're out, Jason.
Oh, fuck yourself. Bullshit.
Motherfucker!
Jason, you need a movie that ends with girl or begins with two. No movie begins with tattoo other
okay.
than
no,
tattoo
I got it.
Starring model.
I got it! Girl with the Dragon Tattoo Wong Fu, thanks for everything.
Wow! Excellent!
Julie Newmar.
All right, so we have Girl with the Dragon Tattoo...
Wong Fu.
Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Yo, I fucked you.
Girl with the Dragon ass. Tattoo.
Fucking two mules for Sister Sarah.
What did you say?
God damn it.
What did you say? Girl, girl.
You're
say
out,
it.
Graham.
Say it all again. No, no.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
And 1 cent.
Newmar.
And what?
I thought I'd do it. They did it on The Price is Right. Just add 1 cent. Or $1. I don't know. It makes sense.
He gets to spin the big wheel now.
In a funny way, it makes sense.
I recently met the guy that went on Price is Right and said, and bid $4.20 every time. And I was like, dude, God. That's a terrible bid. And he was like, yeah, I know.
Wait, is that true? He did it, like, just, he didn't care if he won or lost? That's fucking awesome. That guy's...
What a man.
Right. Like, who is he? How did you meet him, dog?
He's like the suicide bomber of that show. Like, fuck it, I'm just going out for weed rights, bro. Legalize it.
He was like the suicide bummer because...
DougBenson.com.
Because 420, that's not a thing.
You selling t-shirts?
420 is a terrible bid. But, all right, so Jason won that round.
All right, I got it.
We'll start with Graham again. You have 5 seconds to think, then you're out.
Chew up that Kashi bar.
God damn it.
Yeah. Casey Meeks at Casey Meeks suggested Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Graham Elwood t-shirts are available in the lobby of the theater after the show. Now back to Doug Loves Movies.
That sounded like a real announcement.
That's amazing.
Could you also tell us if they're doing a test of the alarm system?
Ladies and gentlemen, please ignore the smoke smell. We're having difficulty with a fire in one of the rooms.
Foul station. Okay.
What's the title again?
The title is Kiss of the Spider-Woman. So you need something that ends in kiss or begins with woman.
Womanjurian candidate.
Oh, nice.
Suck it.
All right, we have Kiss of the Spider-Womanjurian candidate.
Kiss of the... What is it? Kiss of the... What?
Kiss of the Spider-Woman.
Oh, yeah. Kiss of the Womanjurian candidate night.
Date night.
So easy. Right. It was too easy, though. I felt like I could have went harder.
All right, we go to Todd Glass. Kiss of the Spider Woman, Turian candidate night.
Descendants.
All right, you're out. Back to Graham.
Todd, you have to ask me the
Shut
name
up.
Of that movie.
Shut the fuck up. Go sit down.
Sit down.
No, Doug's getting upset.
Go, Graham. Kiss of the Spider Woman, Turian candidate
I had to ask
date
him,
night.
Of the Living Dead.
All right, so we go to Jason. Kiss of the Spider Woman, Turian candidate night of the Living Dead.
What? I got it.
quit crinkling your wrapper in the microphone, Graham.
It's delicious.
What are you? You're having snacks during the show?
Yeah, this motherfucker's eating. I'm hungry.
My blood sugar drops quick, man. I gotta stay on that shit,
bro. You checking your insulin levels? I don't want you to pass out or lose your.
Man, you know what I mean. I'm on all protein diet, bitch. Come on. I gotta train later.
Kiss of the Spider Woman, Manchurian Candidate, Night of the Living Dead.
I'm not even.
Spin?
Oh. Dead Spin?
Yeah, Dead Spin. It's a movie in.
Is that a movie?
In Holland.
Yeah. No, that's a movie. Someone Google that shit.
Is that really a movie?
I really Dead feel Spin? Like Dead Spin is a movie, right?
Everyone in the audience is like, nah.
Maybe it's a comic book. I fucked it up.
Nah.
This guy's checking
Fine.
My phone.
GrahamElwood.com.
All right, Graham gets a point.
There you go.
Toddglass.com.
Who won the first point?
I did.
Okay, so it's we have a tie.
Tied
game,
up, baby.
And Todd.
MayhemMiller.com.
And Todd is available as a spoiler. So we'll start with Todd.
Palace Station, known for a fine gambling casino, also a wonderful buffet. Talk about sushi and hand-rolled and plenty of it. Our delicious dessert bar is always available. Fresh-made cakes and pies and everything else. Prime rib, have as much as you like chicken, an Italian array of all types of food, Chinese food, all cuisines. Going up to our buffet, three meals a day, or whether you eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll enjoy the Palace Station Buffet, a fresh, clean alternative to other restaurants.
ToddGlass.com.
They pipe that announcement into your room while you're trying to sleep.
Yeah. At 3 in the morning.
Palace Station. All right. We'll start with Todd on this one. Tally and Daisy suggested All Dogs Go to Heaven. So you have a movie that ends in all or begins with heaven, Todd? Of course you don't. We go to Graham Elwood for the win.
All Dogs Go to Heaven's Gate.
All Dogs Go to Heaven's Gate.
All in the Family.
Mayhem. All in the Family's all a the TV family show, TV Todd. Shows.
No, I think they made that into a movie, right?
I thought they made it in the movie. I'm pretty sure he said they did.
Todd Glass is the Archie Bunker of not racist people. All right.
Geez,
Jason?
Wait, I can't even remember, man.
I'll recap it. All Dogs Go to Heaven's Gate. So you need a movie that begins with gate or ends in all. Or a word that
you
sounds like all.
Don't look at me like that, bro.
Graham Elwood is our winner.
You could have gone and justice for all.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
You know,
or
I was
you
just standing here
Annie Hall.
Like
yeah.
Eminem in 8 Mile holding the mic, sweating. It was terrible.
Yeah, it's like a rap battle.
I know. I felt like I just got dissed in the rap battle.
It's a total rap battle.
Yeah, put your hoodie on and let's go.
Oh. Now it's time for me to break dance.
Oh my God. You got served. I did get served.
No, you
come
got,
on.
You got
don't
served.
Point it out, nice girl.
But no, you got served.
No.
Point of order, you got served. And it was Twilight.
Therefore.
He went to see Twilight.
This is the part where listeners are going, why isn't Doug saying anything? Why would he let that go on? Because I like fun. And that was.
You know what else he likes? Big butts, and he cannot deny. That's true, seriously.
My anaconda don't want none unless it's got buns, hon. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt.
When a girl walks in with the itty-bitty waist and a rumbling in your face, you get sprung.
Whoa.
When I pull up tough because you know that butt was stuck deep in the G she's wearing. I pull set of cans up staring. Oh, ladies. Doug Benson just dropped the microphone.
Even white boys got to shout. Oh!
Baby does have back.
This is probably their nicest microphone, too. That was probably pretty...
Man, like it did them.
That was pretty uncool to drop their cordless mic like that. But, you know, you see a moment, you grab it. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Let's do it!
People love it. People brought name tags. Very creative community here in Las Vegas. And each of you.
I love these people. It's not, we're in Vegas, dude.
Please go out and pick out the name tag that you would like to play
Jason
for.
Jason at Homeless, Janine, Full Throttle.
Swiss likes cake. What is
Ted
it?
Ted Watt.
Smalls likes
Bernie.
Cake.
It's a very
wait,
dazzling
are the,
array.
Are you
of,
the mean girl?
So guys just got a hold of a hat.
I just want to look at the crowd.
I feel like this is IMGD. Just really that's a good one, IMGD.
It's a good looking bunch.
Oh, wait, there's a cupcake with this one. Do I get to keep the cupcake?
Yeah, I think you'll get to keep the cupcake.
Give me that cupcake. You're really smart.
Does that have pot in it? No, does it really? Okay. No, you can have it.
Well, I don't want it anymore.
That looks like a good cupcake.
It does. Like, she went all out.
Well, that's the Twilight lady.
All right, I don't.
There's fucking vampire blood in that shit.
I can't. It's hard for me to read that. What's that say? Graham Elwood sells T-shirts in the lobby after the show. I think that's what it says. Can you read it? I can't
it says,
read it.
Does it say download the Todd Glass show on iTunes?
I can't. We're being disrespectful to sorry. Doug right now. I can't be reading signs.
All right, hello. My name is Ngoy Montaigne.
Yeah,
I know. He deserved to be picked.
I got a cupcake.
Even though there's no way his name is Ngoyo.
Who the hell is Ngoyo?
Who's named Ngoyo these days?
Inogo.
What's?
Ignores their walnuts.
Nor is there walnuts, whatever that means.
Oh.
Andy bought pop brownies?
All right.
That
was mean.
No, she didn't mean it mean. She was being funny.
Plus, so no one that listens to the podcast heard what she said.
Now, what is in those brownies? Is there pot in there?
No. Todd's bummed out there isn't weed.
I sound like I have a problem. Is there pot in there?
Nose pot.
Is there pot?
Is there any nose pot in that brownie?
There's nose pot.
All right. Did you pick someone, Todd?
No, let this gentleman...
He already picked somebody.
He already picked
somebody.
Who'd
you pick?
He picked the...
Cupcake.
He picked the cupcake.
I just saw
Twilight. That guy's fucking drunk.
I'm not going to pick somebody. Twilight. I ain't doing this. I feel bad. I'm going to go with this guy right here.
All right. Who's that?
This means I can...
The laziest name tag ever. Oh, no, what? He cashed out for 69 cents.
And
wrote his name on the voucher. So you get 69 cents one way or another. Hey, when the residual checks come in, cash them.
Cash them. Oh, Mayhem Miller with the clothes.
Mayhem brings
Mayhem it. Mayhem Miller. Shutting it down.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mayhem Miller.
Bing, 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 bing. Is that going to stop soon? But yeah, this is proof that like the most elaborate name tag, like the giant "Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya," gets picked, but also a shitty somebody just wrote on the back of a receipt from a slot machine could also get picked. And what's their name, Todd?
His name is Pat, right?
Patrick.
Patrick. It says Pat something. Oh, Patrick. Oh, okay.
Yes, his last name is Rick.
Pat Rick.
Well, in all fairness, if you saw the way it was written, I'm not that bad. It's P-A-T with at least a half an inch before it goes to the rest. Am I lying? Take a look at that.
Pat Rick.
Seriously.
Pat Rick, everybody. Welcome to the show. Patty Rick in the house.
Whatever.
Steve Venn.
Whatever his name is, Pat Rick, he's not going to win, so it doesn't matter.
But
you
Todd,
know what? You
just
win.
Won
69 cents.
That's 69, the side of the beast. Oh, I fucked it up.
I'm going to send that something, a cool gift package in the mail. Something. I'll think of something.
Oh.
Who are you playing for, Jason?
I am playing for At Smalls Likes Cake. She gave me a cupcake. I'm probably going to shove it in your face later.
And that's your Twitter name, At Smalls Likes Cake?
Pretty smart.
All right.
Do you want to have that punched in somebody's turd hole?
It looks like a delicious piece of cake. And it doesn't have medical marijuana in it? Okay, that's cool. Still looks delicious.
Looks really good.
And the guy I'm playing for kind of looks like, forget the actor's name, but who is the professional?
Robert Duvall.
John Reno. You mean John Reno.
Looks like the professional.
He does kind of look like if he were thinner and not as fucking ugly.
And banging little girls.
Oh, look at her. She knows
everything. Man, are you a grade school teacher? Yeah. Like, she's bossing me around from up here. I'm like,
really
okay,
she's
I'll put her right here.
You through it.
I know.
For you people listening at home, the woman gave a cupcake, and on the back of it is the name of the place. I guess you own a cupcake store? Oh, you know, you watch your tone.
Watch your tone, lady.
You know what? Throw her out of here. Get her out of here.
Don't call Todd a shithead. Yeah. No, that's the name of the shithead that she wants to name at the end of the show. Remember I told you?
Oh, you're
don't
right.
Don't
say
right.
it out loud, bro.
Oh, should I not look at it? I mean, show it? Or?
It doesn't matter. Just don't mention
don't
it.
Don't look at it, Todd.
Just let it go, Todd.
Don't look at it.
Let it go, Todd.
Don't look at it.
You come here all the time, Todd. This is my first time.
Yeah.
Todd's only been on once before.
Twice.
What?
Twice.
You've been on twice?
Yeah, one time, the first time where I got too high with Jimmy Dore.
Uh-huh.
And then the second time where I didn't get too high.
Wait, what time? Wait, what happened when you got too high?
Oh, it was not good.
When he got too high, that's an amazing episode.
Were you just zoned out?
Doug.
Yeah.
It was Doug's fault. He didn't know that I got too high. He didn't know what happens when I smoked. I'm one hit, I'm done. And one time Doug slipped pot in my water in San Francisco. And I drank the whole bottle. It was liquid pot. And I'm like, oh, man. I was like...
And when
what
you
is
say,
this, vitamin when you say, water? Yeah.
When you say I slipped it in, you mean I poured it in front of you. Like you were very aware of what
I didn't
was
know
happening.
How strong it was, is what I meant.
Doug very sneakily went, "Hey, Todd, I'm pouring marijuana liquid in your water bottle."
I can't believe I sat there and let that guy crack that roofie into my drink right in front of me. I didn't even turn my back, and he did it.
Hey, there used to be this girl, speaking of roofies, and I'll make this quick.
Oh, my God.
No, this is a true story. It was back when I was like 20, but I still remember it. I don't want to be mean. She was a little bit on the, you know, she was not the most attractive girl in the world, right? I'm not the most attractive guy. Who gives a shit, right?
Slam pig.
She was not, and she used to always go, she goes, "I think someone slipped a roofie in my drink." And we'd all be like, "No, nobody did. Nobody's slipping roofies in your drink. Relax."
You're just drowsy, stupid, and ugly. Yeah.
Ah, are those a couple of the seven dwarfs? Drowsy, stupid, and ugly?
You're totally...
Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's all
to... You're so DSU. All right, so...
I don't even know what that is.
We'll start... This is the Leonard Mullen game. We'll start...
Play the Leonard Nimoy game.
Do it.
Oh, the Leonard Nimoy's game is great. He splits his fingers apart and you try to shove your dick in there.
Then he says, "Live long and prosper." Pinches your neck and you fall asleep.
And then he tongue punches your fart box.
He squeezes your dick neck?
Yeah, he squeezes your dick neck and your dick falls asleep. And then he punches your turd hole and goes, "Live long and prosper." The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one.
First person to 2 points wins. Jason and Todd, don't be intimidated by Graham's...
I'm not intimidated. Fucking ask questions. Say something.
Don't be intimidated by Graham's recent win in the 12 guests of Christmas episode.
Oh, I heard it, bro. I heard it. It was tainted victory. He's using performance-enhancing devices.
I'll play tonight and enjoy a hot, fresh Starbucks coffee in our lobby. Starbucks right here at the Palace Station.
That totally sounds like it's unbelievable.
It is,
like an announcement that they would make over the...
It's like the sound guy said, "Look, just every once in a while I gotta drop these in. It's their deal. Just don't be weird. Let them play out. Don't make fun of them. The general manager gets fucking pissed off."
All right, so since Graham is the king of shit mountain, we'll start with Todd Glass and then go to Jason Mayhem Miller and then to Graham. Todd, you get to pick a category. Would you like... It's David Bowie's birthday today.
Bowie.
So the films of David Bowie. Yeah, he's been in some films. Also, at Vox... YMN, Voxim, suggested Doug's mom loves movies. These are movies that I have admitted publicly to seeing with my mom.
Doug Benson.
Or at Gamowl, GAMAULL, suggested Eat, Drink, Man, Woman. These are movies featuring cannibalism. What would you like to play, Todd Glass? David Bowie, movies I saw with my mom, or cannibalism?
Doug, I'm going to go with the reason being movies you saw with your mom, because I'm going to think you're going to pick a movie I might know if you saw it with your mom.
Yeah, it's a pretty well-known movie if I saw it with my mom.
Yeah.
Pretty mainstream.
And the only other movie I know about cannibalism is the where the soccer players ate each other, but...
Don't.
That's called Alive, and some people love...
You had a joke about that, didn't you?
I did. I have a joke about how they eat some butt jerky.
And what sort of one was with Paco? I love that joke.
You had another joke where the guy was going, "I'm full." What was that? I remember that joke.
There was never anything about
anybody. Do the joke again!
There's nothing about anybody being full.
Oh.
I've had too much, person. All right, Todd. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 4 stars. Wow. It's from 2010. He says about this movie that it is... I got to pick out some clues that don't give it away. He says that it has a truly wonderful cast and that it's brought to life with verve and considerable wit by the screenwriter. Verve and wit... enacted by a truly wonderful cast. 4 stars. 2010, I saw it with my mom. She lists, I mean, Leonard lists. My mom doesn't do Leonard Maltin's app. Leonard lists about 11 names. How many names do you think you get it in, Todd Glass?
Well, I may as well go with 11.
Yeah. Graham did a great job of tutoring you in the car on the way here. If that's your opening bid. Then we go to Jason Mayhem Miller.
2010, right?
Uh-huh.
That probably means that I've seen it.
And yeah.
And Leonard gives it a 4. I probably gave it a 5. So I'm going to probably say I could probably do it in 7.
7 names, Graham Miller.
I'm jumping down.
Yeah.
7 names.
Yeah, baby. Mm.
Name that movie.
Oh, shit.
I'm here. Come kill me. I'm here. Name them slow. Like, and kind of an erotic tone.
What if you're naming them and I think of it, do I?
Fuck.
Yeah, you just sit there and shut the fuck up, Todd.
I'm good at that.
And that goes for everyone here. No yelling out.
Yeah, no yelling out.
We'll punch you in the fucking turd hole.
Just Twitter it to me.
I will punch you in the turd bowl. Your 7 names, Jason, are Michael Gambon, Eve Best, Claire Bloom, Anthony Andrews, Jennifer Eale, E-H-L-E, Derek Jacobi, and Timothy Spall. And it's from 2010.
He didn't get to any of the good ones. Damn. I should have been so cocky, right?
I saw
classic
my
mistake.
Mom. It happens. Graham Elwood's an accomplished player of this game.
2010, and it was pretty badass.
Think, stop, and think.
Breathe it out.
I know. Let's get some more dead air. I want some more dead air here. Thank you. All right, so...
What do you think it is? Just name anything from 2010, you might be right.
Maybe True Grit?
Ooh, that's a great guess. That was from 2010, the True Grit.
There's no great guesses.
I know, the one if I get it right, motherfucker. Oh,
I'm sorry, it's a great wrong guess.
Asshole.
Yeah. The answer is The King's Speech.
Son of a bitch! That was the second one I was going to... Because I was like, what, won an Oscar that year? Whatever, man. I'll just sit here quietly.
Graham Elwood has 1 point, ladies and gentlemen.
Baboo.
I think in
welcome
a way,
to the jungle.
Hey, Grant, Doug, would you say that?
Yes, that's
my
name.
My other guess.
Would you say that in a weird way? Maybe I'm pushing it a teeny bit. That I did better than him in this round.
In a weird way, he did.
Weird way.
In a weird way, you're in a weird second place. In not getting any points for that round. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I'm glad you brought it up. All right, so...
No, he's first place of the guys who didn't get any points.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, that's an important distinction.
I want some redemption. Come on.
All right, so Graham gets the point, and he made Mayhem guess it. So we're going to start with Todd, and then we're going to go back to Graham. We're going to come back around the other way because we change up the order.
I thought I just went first this time.
Yeah, you do.
I'm doing it again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You get to pick a category, Todd. Would you like a gentleman by the name of At Twin Cinema suggested Wayans World, which is films featuring some of the Wayans brothers, or Electric Lemon suggested Doug Loves Groupies, and that would be movies about bands, and then At Always a Shithead, because today is Stephen Hawking's birthday, suggested movies where someone is in a wheelchair. So,
my God.
So which one of those would you like, Todd? Wayans World, Groupies, which is band movies, or someone's in a wheelchair?
Well, I hate this. I think no matter what, I'm not going to know it, but maybe like if the closest I come is to know it, but I don't know the name. So does that count at all?
Well, first of all,
you're not guessing a movie right now. You're just guessing what category you're going to play.
All right, I'm going to say The Wheelchair. No, I mean, not that the wheelchair. Not the name of the movie. I know.
This movie has someone in a wheelchair. Okay, all I'll give you the
clue. That
quiz.
Seems like a type of movie I would like.
All right. Here we go. Because you are capacitated in your own mind.
Yes. Sure. I relate. I have empathy.
It makes sense.
We're all. I'm in a wheelchair myself in a way.
That what? A dude in a wheelchair would say, fuck you.
Or he'd laugh. Hopefully.
Could go either way. Depending on the sense of humor of the guy who's stuck in a wheelchair.
Most people in wheelchairs, you know, they have a good sense of humor, I find. Seriously.
Oh my god, the blind are fucking, they have the greatest sense of humor. The deaf, eh.
Yeah.
All right.
Down syndrome people are great.
Oh, they're awesome.
The blind love podcasts, but the deaf are like, what? All right. Graham's enjoying a brownie. Yeah,
man, give me a brownie, man. Let's go, I'm going to get crazy today.
I don't know if you guys should be eating those. They're full of weed. But that's cool.
This is not full of weed.
Oh, my God, I'm on pot. Boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. A guy that's never been on pot, so he thinks he actually... Oh, I'm on pot. Boop, 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 beep, boop.
It makes you a robot?
Boop, boop. Yeah, I'm on pot. LSD. Boop, 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 boop.
Just snort that brownie and shut the fuck up. All right, here we go. Todd, two stars from Letterman. Didn't care for this movie. I disagree with him vehemently. He says this movie is about a sullen security guard. And he says that it's a shaggy dog joke. Whatever the fuck that means.
Leonard Nimoy is awesome.
Apology. Leonard Maltin, Leonard apologies to Leonard.
Leonard Nimoy.
I was just kidding.
Leonard listens to the show. Graham Leonard.
You had him on the show, didn't you?
Graham,
you had him on the show?
Yeah.
See, because I'd never seen
him. He's been on a few times.
See, I don't know who he is. I have this great legend built up in my head. I can't wait to meet this guy.
He's a legendary film critiquer, movie reviewer. And Graham, he told me the last time I saw him that he listens to all the rental car episodes with
you. Oh, really?
And I. Yeah, he
That's
loves
awesome.
He loves when we talk about movies in a rental car. All right, here we go. Who started this? Todd?
Yeah.
You get...
Did you say what year it came out?
Yeah, it's 2000. You get 8 names total. How many names did you get this in, this movie where someone is in a wheelchair?
He's had a shaggy dog?
I'm going to say 4.
4 names.
Why? I figured out why start so high, then it makes him be able to go lower and still be...
What?
Right?
Because the next...
Wait, don't I understand it?
The next person in line is Graham Elwood, who was your... Basically, your teacher in the car.
He didn't tell me this. I just thought of it last minute. There's no truth to what I'm saying, because if I say 11, then he says 4. He can say 8. But if I say 4, he's got to say 2. No?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He doesn't. He can say name that movie, Todd.
Okay, I don't think he will.
To someone he knows doesn't know what the movie is.
You're right, you're right. Okay, 11.
Or 8, or whatever.
I'm going to say the highest amount I'm allowed to have. Right. What is the highest you're allowed to have?
There's 8 names.
Eight.
I could do it in 8 names.
I could
and pray that Graham doesn't make you do it in 8 names, because I don't think you'll be able to do it in 8 names.
What's the worst thing that would happen if I can't do it?
Graham is about to win.
Come on, bro. Let's drag this out a little bit.
All right. I'm going to say I could. I think I might be able to do this, actually. So 8 names. I'm pretty sure.
That is a...
What, are you scared, pussy?
Oh, oh. Huh? He's challenging me.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Pussy Graham. Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pussy Graham will be selling his t-shirts in the lobby of the Palace Theater. Come back later and see Louis Anderson.
PussyGraham.com.
I'm going to say 8.
You say 8.
In a wheelchair, 2000, the year 2000. 8 names. I think I could...
He thinks he can get an 8, Graham.
I have to, just to see this happen.
Oh.
You have to name this movie.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I would glad if you get it. I will gladly give you this point, sir. Gladly.
I've got a boner.
All right. Mayhem's got a boner in the lobby right after the show.
Now, not to put any extra pressure on you, Todd, but after I say these eight names, every single person in this audience will be able to name it. As will Jason and Graham and,
you know what? Okay,
and probably every person listening.
Can I say one thing?
Across the world.
Will someone be honest with
no
me?
No pressure.
Will someone in the audience be honest? I get the majority of you are going to know it. I'm not stupid. But would somebody be honest after eight if they go, I don't know it either? Would okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right. That's what we'll do. I'll say the eight names. Then I'll say...
If anybody in
then
this
I'll
room
say,
doesn't
anyone
know.
Anyone in the room who doesn't know it, raise your hand.
And by the
way... And then I will make merciless fun of you and them for being stupid shithead asshole fucknut. Well, another thing.
In all fairness, if you don't know the movie... You could name everything in the movie. You could read the whole script, and I still wouldn't know it.
Yes, in all fairness.
Oh my God.
If you have your head entirely up your ass, then you would not know what this is.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to give this everything I have.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
So fun.
Oh, what I loved. Let me tell you
he's
something.
He's loosening up. That's how exciting this is.
Got me so hyped.
He's getting ready to go in the cage.
I should tell you this. If I knew it on the first name, which I probably won't, but if there's a, you never know.
I would
fucking go over and punch you. I mean, not even in a mean-spirited way. I would be so
let's
happy.
Finally bring some MMA action. To fucking Doug Loves Movies.
Yes.
Let's do it.
I love
the Palace Station offering mixed martial arts competition in the Louis Anderson Theater.
See, anybody can be an announcer.
I forgot already what I said about this movie initially.
It's Someone's in a Wheelchair, 2000.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I said a couple other things.
Someone's in a wheelchair.
Here's your eight names, the entire...
Oh, I know what it is.
The top eight names. The top eight names are...
No yelling out.
Leslie Stephenson, Iman Walker, James Handy, Spencer Trent Clark, Charlene Woodward. Here's where it gets to the point where everyone here is going to know what I'm talking about. Robin Wright Penn, Samuel Jackson, and Bruce Willis. Now, raise your hand if you still don't know.
Don't lie.
What
be brave.
Movie I'm talking about.
Thank you.
There's one person there that doesn't
Thank
know
you.
A movie starring Bruce Willis and Samuel Jackson and Robin Wright Penn.
Oh,
there's another
out.
One.
Hold on.
There's
Hold
another
on.
One. There's at least six people okay. out of 100 and some people.
You know what it is?
Shithead.
Do you know what it is?
Don't yell it out if you know it.
Please don't cup your hands when you yell.
But just all I can say to you, Todd, to help you out, is think of a Bruce Willis movie where Sam Jackson is in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving.
I don't understand what just happened at all. I don't know. I mean, I know I'm not stupid. I do comedy, but I don't understand what's... Well, why is everybody running off the stage? Did you say something? Did you say Samuel Jackson? Is that...
If I'm I don't just, know I'm movies, just saying that most people here and listening know the
well,
answer.
But we go into...
English, motherfucker!
After saying that, the people now who don't know, raise your hand. Right.
Wait,
okay.
You
yeah,
mean
everyone knows
you
it.
You mean once they said Samuel Jackson, that's when you're like, oh, I know it.
Samuel Jackson in a wheelchair.
Well, you knew it was in a wheelchair from the beginning.
No, you, Wait, did. No, you didn't know which person was in a wheelchair.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. If you know the movie, you're going to remember.
Remember, he was sitting in the wheelchair, and he was like, I'm a mushroom cloud layer motherfucker. Every time my finger touch brain, I'm some fly TNT. I'm the guns of the Navarone. Do you remember now?
It would be like, no, I'm not the... It's like if I started doing like, oh, Jesus, I can't think of a good example to get me out of this. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't. Why should I be embarrassed? Don't feel bad for me at all. Don't feel bad for me. I don't fucking
Nobody
know.
Nobody feels
I don't.
Bad
Look, it's
for
like
you.
His mind is breaking at this point, right? It's like his head is just unbreakable right now.
Am I the only one? Wait a second. Am I the only one in the fucking world?
That guy didn't know it. She doesn't know it. She doesn't know it.
What about your listening audience?
In the listening audience, they all know it. They all know it. I'm giving them props for knowing.
He said the movie? Oh, that's not going to help. No, that will help. I get it. I'm kidding. Come on. I'm joking.
Who are you playing for?
What's your name tag?
Patrick.
Hey, this guy's going to win. I'm going to send him. I'm going to get his address and send him the coolest package from L.A. So he'll be glad he picked me.
That's you?
Patrick, right?
Do you know
there.
What it
Did
is?
Did he say the name of it?
Yeah, he knows what it is.
Samuel Jackson, if I can get out of this wheelchair. Is that what he said?
Yeah. He's like, oh, my God, I'm made of glass. I wish I could get out of this wheelchair. Because I'm so made of glass.
Made of glass?
I'm like the opposite of the lead character in this movie.
I could just start guessing.
He's not at all made of glass. He's made of the toughest material.
Made of steel.
That's correct. Made of steel.
Yay!
I told you, motherfucker. I told you I fucking know it. You get all cocky over nothing.
I fucking told you. Suck my dick, dog. I had it in me.
Did you just say suck my dick, Doug?
No, that was he said that was a good idea for a name of a podcast.
Mayhem Miller, star of Suck My Dick, Doug, available on iTunes.
All right, I knew. Hey, look, who didn't know that was going to happen?
All right, so nice try, Todd.
Yeah,
the film is called Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
I said it. Like,
he literally said it. He goes, "It's like
yeah, but if I don't know it, I'm not going to know it."
That's right.
Saying it isn't going to help.
That's how trivia works.
If you don't know it, you don't know it. No, in all fairness, and I know I'm making sense. I'm bad because I don't know movies. But if I don't fucking know it, then I'm not going to fucking recognize it when he fucking says it. Right? Am I making sense at all?
He brings valid points.
That's a really good point, and we'll have you back on the show in a couple of years.
Hey, what did? It's like you think you're saying it in such a like, I don't know. I don't know the movie, or I would have guessed it if I knew it to recognize it when they said it. Oh, you son of a bitch. I know.
That was so great.
Calm down, man.
Let's hear it for Graham Elwood, everybody.
Woo!
Who are you playing for, Graham? Is that him right there?
Yes.
All right, dude. You get this bag of prizes. Congratulations.
Oh. Yay!
Come out to the lobby. I'll autograph that for you, my friend.
Yeah, he'll lobograph that in the lobby for you.
He'll flobbin' it
in the lobby.
I put Tic Tacs in there.
We'll all hang out in the lobby and say hi to folks, take pictures and autographs and whatnot. And seriously, you guys are...
This was a great bunch.
You guys are the best.
This was so fun.
Yeah, they gave the energy. We felt it.
That was great.
In our buttholes.
Yeah, we will totally punch your turd holes.
Yeah, punch your fart box with our tongue.
Hey, can I say something to the guys out there? When you don't buy your girlfriend a T-shirt, and I'm not trying to, I don't make any money. I think she thinks you don't love her, so. I don't know
why. Buy your girlfriend's a Palm Strike T-shirt is what Todd is trying to say.
Yes, toddglass.com.
Yeah. Graham's got some nice black ones that are slinky.
For the ladies. CD, whatever you need.
Yeah, CD. Comedian's got a boo-boo.
I make delicious smoothies after the show. I got a table set up.
Wheatgrass shots. It's fucking great.
It's totally
Mayhem will choke you out for $1. It's fucking awesome.
That's all it costs is $1, and he will fucking wrap his arm around you, maybe a leg, and just choke you out.
Yeah. It's so great.
Todd Glass, what do you want to plug here at the end of the show?
Todd Glass podcast. I seriously did have a great time. This was so much fun.
And God.
Also, the Todd Glass show on iTunes. There you go.
Can I come on your show sometime?
Yes, I would love to have you on the show.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It's written, I mean, on podcast, so it's official.
You should do all of our shows. You're terrific.
Never mind.
Jason Mayhem Miller, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Yay. What's next for you? What are you going to do?
I'm going to fight sometime soon. By the time this thing.
Yeah, don't wait a year to fight. That's probably part of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so
I'll probably fight them. Until then, mayhemmiller.com. I say funny shit sometimes, occasionally.
Yeah, I love you.
And on Twitter, @MayhemMiller.
So easy. Twitter, Mayhem Miller.
But man, thank you so much for having me, Doug. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
I know
thank
it's
you for
out
coming,
the range.
Dude.
I'm a fighter and whatever, and you guys are funny.
No, we like strong competitors on the show, and it's too bad that Graham fucking kicked your ass. Fuck that guy.
This is my octagon.
It really is.
Yeah, that was
one
well
of my favorite Madonna songs. This used to be my octagon. And Graham, what would you like to plug?
Yeah, GrahamElwood.com, my podcast, Comedy Film Nerds. Some Comedy Film Nerd fans here. So check that out, man. Put your kitten hands together. Bzz-niches. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have Mr. Mayhem Miller is going to be a guest on that show. So listen and enjoy. Thank you.
Hey, everybody.
What?
Did you just say, hey, everybody?
Yeah, what do you say?
It's about time you finally said that.
Wait,
all this time you've been out here, you finally said, hey, everybody.
If I walk around the casino like this and people think it's him,
he is now shadowboxing on the stage.
He looks like he's following.
He wasn't shadowboxing. He was doing that 80s dance that the women did where they shake their fists up and down.
Yeah. All right, we're running out of time.
I'm sorry. Glass, Ghost Protocol.
Put the hood on again. Put it on again.
Somebody,
Ghost Protocol.
Ghost Protocol. All right, Ghost Protocol. Ghost Protocol.
I will be back here at this very establishment, the Louis Anderson Theater at Palace Station, on February 6th, the night after the Super Bowl, doing stand-up comedy, so please come back for that.
I'll be here too.
Hey, and, Doug, look how young I look.
And all of my dates are on the homepage of DouglowsMovies.com. And as always, I don't know which one to do first. As always, Siri is a shithead.
Yeah.
And the Mayan calendar is a shithead.
And this one.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room in